Penguin Random House Audio presents Scorpion Mountain by John Flanagan. Read for you by John Keating. Part 1. Castle Araluen. Chapter 1.
"Whoa there, Tom! Steady on, fellow!"
Tom was a ploughhorse, well past middle age and resigned, like most of his placid breed, to the constant task of plodding up and down, hauling a plough that carved consecutive furrows in the rich earth of Halder Farm. He wasn't accustomed to being stopped in mid-furrow, and he turned his shaggy head to look at his owner, Devon Halder. Devon, like his horse, was well past middle age, and the smock that he was wearing was liberally daubed with patches of drying mud. Later that night, when he was asked in the local tavern what led him to stop and turn around, he couldn't really recall. Perhaps he had heard the slight sounds of creaking leather and rope, or the rustle of a sail in the brisk wind. Whatever it was enough for Devon to halt Tom and turn to face the river behind him. When he did, the sight that met his eyes sent a sudden jolt of panic through him. Barely 40 meters away, gliding smoothly up the river, was a ship. His first thought was that she was a wolf ship, and Devon was old enough to remember when the sight of a Scandian wolf ship on the river was a prelude to a sudden, savage attack. He tensed his muscles to run and spread the alarm in the nearby village, but he paused at the last second. The days when Scandians used to raid the coastal and river villages of Araluen were well in the past now. And besides, on second glance, this was no wolf ship.